Blog Talk Radio.
A kingdom call, because it is truly kingdom time. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining with us. Tonight is Wednesday night, and we are excited to have an opportunity to come together and explore the Word of God one with another. And so we welcome you again to A Kingdom Call. We are excited that you are with us. We have an awesome show for you tonight as we continue in our theme of love. Amen. What love got to do with it? Amen. We know that love has everything to do with it when it's wrapped up in the love of Jesus Christ. So we are excited. Go ahead and text your friend. Go ahead and email them real quick. Give them a quick call and tell them to dial in 310-982-4126 or log in www.blocktalkradio.com/Granny's Place and let's see what God is saying to us about this thing called love. Amen. Love is a heavy word. Love is a deep word. Love is a word that so many people are using lightly. But we want to understand and know what God is saying about love. Because when we can walk in the God kind of love, just our very presence, just the very aroma of God's love on us can change somebody's attitude, can draw somebody to the Lord. Oh, can do some things for others if we would come to understand what God says about love, and if we are willing to walk in love. Amen? So we welcome you. We thank you. We're excited that you have dialed in. You've joined and logged us in. And we can't do this without you. We need you. So I'm excited that you lock us in on your phone to be reminded that a kingdom call is coming up Wednesday at 9:30, and we need you to be a part. And as we go through tonight's broadcast, we want to get your view after we talk about what God's Word says about love. Want you to have some input. Want you to share with what God has said to you or what you have experienced in this thing called love and how you have learned to turn it around to the God kind of love. Amen. So we thank you. And we want you to engage with us and be a part of what we're going to do on the airwaves on tonight. I do want to take this time and invite Sister Monica in and let her share some of the wonderful and awesome kingdom opportunities that God has allowed us to step into. And our prayer is that you will connect one way or another to help us do or partner with us as we do what God is calling us to do. Sister Monica, are you there?
Good evening. How are you?
God bless you. Amen. I am great. I'm excited about the Lord. Hallelujah. What God is doing with us in this still a new year, 2015, just in the second month. And he is still filling our calendar for the glory of God, and we are excited about that. So I would like for you to go ahead and share with what we have coming up. Hallelujah.
Amen. I would like to remind everyone that each Monday night we have the Kingdom Call at 9:30 Central Standard Time, and that number is 218-936-6142. 218-936-6142. And the passcode is 772937. 772937. I would also encourage you to pray for Sister Jordan. Every third Sunday she goes to the prison to meet with the women and intercede on their behalf and minister to them at 6:30. So please be prayer for her as she encourages the women. And we have coming up on February 27th, the Laughter Love to Life event. It's at 6:30. And we would like for you please to RSVP either at 972-741-8207, 972-741-8207, or 214-755-4617, 214-755-4617, by February the 23rd. That would help us to get an accurate count of everyone who will be in attendance. On March the 27th through 28th, we will be having the Waiting to Excel Slumber Party. We're excited about that. You may also use those two numbers I previously gave you to get more information. Also, on April the 11th, we'll be having our Resurrection Outreach with the Edgewood Manor Senior Assisted Living Center. And on February 20th through 22nd, Sister Jordan will be with the Proverbs Women's Ministry. She'll be conducting a conference with them. And on March the 21st, she will be with Faith Bible Church at their Women's Fellowship. And then April 25th at God's Holy Temple for their Women's Conference. And let me go back to Laughter, Love to Life. The address for that event is 3213 I-30, and that's in Mesquite. Zip code is 75150. As always, if you like, you can make a donation to LindaJordanMinistries.com. There is a donate button there, and it is through PayPal. Elder Jordan's email address is lwjministries@gmail.com. Feel free to send your prayer requests and prayer reports to her at any time. And also like us on Facebook and Twitter. And these are the announcements.
Amen. God bless you. God has us really busy doing kingdom work, and we are excited about it. And so thank you so much, Sister Monica, for sharing the calendar of events with our listening audience. And we do invite you to join us at any of our outreach kingdom assignments. If you are in the Metroplex, we ask you to stay listening because we do have some tentative assignments that we are trying to finalize for the latter part of the year, taking Jesus to the street, taking him to the streets and doing street ministry crusade. So keep us in prayer. It is about the kingdom, and it is a kingdom call because it is kingdom time. And we invite you to join with us. Our ministry does not have any walls, and we have people from all over that join us to be about the Father's business. So we are excited, and she has given you out the information. Please hit us up on Facebook and like us on Twitter and give us an encouraging word. Also have given you information to sow into what God is doing with us. We cannot do what he has called us to do without financial support as well as your prayers. And so when we're going to the streets, we are giving back to the people that we touch. And it takes money to be a blessing, but God has a cattle on a thousand hill. All the silver and gold belongs to him. And we have not because we ask not. So we're asking for your support. We're asking you to partner with us. And we know that you will receive a hundredfold return in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So amen. Thank you again, Sister Monica. Appreciate that. Now, we were talking, this is the month of February, and everywhere, all over, you are seeing red and hearts and balloons and strawberries dipped in chocolate and all of that as we share our love to one another, to that significant other. And there is nothing at all wrong with that, but how many of us know that we need to be able to share love, release love, and show love to this world that we are living in today? Amen? We need to show the love of Christ and walk in love because the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sin, and love is kind, and love is forgiving, and love suffers long, and love does not judge. And it's kind of hard for us to sometimes walk in that. But when we wrap ourselves around the Word of God and what God says, and allowing the Holy Spirit to direct us, we can do it. You know, we have to purpose it because nothing good is in our flesh. And so we don't want to operate in our flesh, but we want to operate in the Spirit of Christ. And with that, we're able to really share, show, and release love. Last week when we talked about the different factors, the different divisions, the different elements and levels of love. And we have the divine love of Christ, which is what we need to walk in all the time. And that's that agape love. It is described in the New Testament how God, how Jesus shared his love with his Father, and ultimately how he shares his love with us. Amen? It's that sacrificial love. It's that selfless love. It's that love that keeps on loving. Come on now. It's the unconditional love. Amen? And that's the love that we as believers need to walk in. And I believe that if we learn to walk in that, all of us, we could see some things turning around in the world that we live in. We talked about the phileo love. It's a Greek word, and it is a brotherly love. It's talked about more in the New Testament. It's a friendship. It's a love that we would have one to another. Amen. Let we love each other, that brotherly love. It's a kindly love, love for your family and love for one another. It's a brotherly, affectionate love. Amen. And then we have the Eros love. That's the more love level that we tend to walk in the flesh. Amen. It's the romantic love. It's the kind of love that draws people together. Amen. It's the love that is mostly described and talked about in the Old Testament book, Song of Solomon. That type of love, erotic love, which is also a Greek word, that is more of a sensual love. And it's more appropriate for married couples. That's where that comes under that umbrella. And then we have another love that is called storge love. That's also a Greek word, and it's the love that we as parents have for our children. Amen. It's a natural love that will cause a mother and a father to do some things that no one else would do, but it's because it's my child, because it's my baby. He's mine, she's mine, and I'm going to go on the limb. I'm going to go a little further. I'm going to keep on giving. And there's nothing wrong with any of those love factors. We just need to know how to apply them, where to apply them, how we should walk in that when we're walking with different people. And with our world being the way it is now, with our the wars and with all of the disarray and the killings and the drive-bys and the suicides and the depression, you know, and the addictions and everybody running after something to fill a void and to sense something that they've not felt before. They're going after this thing that they think is love, but it's not the agape love. It's not the real love. It's not the real thing. And as believers, we need to really get an understanding, because we're the ones that have been chosen to make a difference. We're the ones that have been chosen to be that example. We're the ones that are the called out ones that are supposed to be able to walk in this thing so that those that are struggling, those that are depressed, those whose head is hanging down, those that don't know how to love and don't know how to forgive and don't know how to let go, can look at us, you and me, because we're walking in this thing. We're loving them unconditional. We're not judging them. We're working with them. We're not quick to cut them down, and we're not quick to cut them off, but we're in it, and we're in it with them, because we have that selfless, unconditional love. Amen? And so I want to read from 1 Corinthians, where it talks about love. Amen? It talks about love. And starting at the fourth verse, and this is reading from the Good News Bible translation, it says, love is patient, and love is kind, and it's not jealous or conceited or proud. Love is not ill-mannered or selfish or irritable. Love does not keep a record of wrong. Come on. Love is not happy with evil, but love is happy with the truth. Love never gives up. Its faith, hope, and patience never fail. I just want to stop right there because that's a mouthful right there. Amen. It says love is patient and love is kind. And I was in preparing for tonight, was reading and studying, and I came across this. I guess it just kind of dropped in my mind, and I wrote it down as I was taking notes. It says, we have just enough religion for us to hate and have division between us, but not enough love for us to be able to love one another. We have enough division between religion and denomination to bring division among us, but we don't have enough love for it to overrule this division, this line. And that's a sad thing. You know, love covers a multitude of sins. Love brings unity. It doesn't matter what our little differences are. If the main thing is that Jesus is Lord, and God is the Father, and he's sending his Son back to redeem us. If the main thing is the main thing, all of this other stuff should not be the determining factor that separates us. We should be able to come together because of the love that we have in our heart for one another, because of the agape love that we have. Amen. The spiritual gift means nothing if we do not minister it in love. Amen. We can grow in maturity if we allow love to operate in our hearts. If we keep love as the main love factor, we will be able to leap over mountains. We'll be able to conquer things together that we would not be able to conquer divided. Love is long-suffering. Love will stay in there. Love does not get irritated with you when you don't do what I want you to do. Amen. It's not on condition. It doesn't matter whether you do it or not. When you call me, I'm coming. When you send me a text to pray for you, I'm praying. When you need me, I'm coming. If I can't come, it's not because of something that you didn't do for me, because I don't operate like that. Jesus doesn't operate like that, so neither should I. Amen? It says, patient and love is kind. Let's just rewind our day and go back and see if today we were able to walk in kindness and if we were able to walk in patience. And if you were, then you need to ask God to give you another chance, because we need to learn this. We are the example. We are the living epistle. We are the ones that have been called out to make a difference, to draw them in. But if we're short with them, if we're irritable with them, if we have an attitude with the people that we work with, the people that's even in our family, in our home, in our inner circle, that is still out of the safety of Christ that we're trying to draw into the body of Christ, if we're short with them, if we're acting out of sorts, unchristlike, we need to go back and ask them, you know what, please forgive me. That is not the way I'm supposed to be acting. I should not have done that, should not have said that. You know, because sometimes we may step outside of our character, but we need to recognize it, people. We need to get right back into what God is calling us to be. You know, sometimes, especially women, we go through these moments where we're irritable. Amen. No excuse. Pull it in. Suck it up. In the name of the Lord Jesus, do not be irritable. You don't have to. That is not an excuse. Love is not ear-mannered. It's not selfish. One of the ladies on my job, you know, always asking, you know, I'm getting ready to go grab something to eat. I'm getting ready to go do this. You're not selfish. Can I get this for you? Can I do that for you? You know, thinking of someone else. Get out of that me and my. God so loved the whole world that he gave his only son. What are we willing to give? In the name of the Lord, in the name of love, what are we willing to give? Love, now listen to this one, y'all. Oh, my God. Love does not keep a record of wrong. Jesus, help me, Lord. Don't nobody have to shout, help me. You know you need help in that area. Does not keep a record of wrong. Oh, my God. We're still in the first of the year, just coming off of the fast, as we die to the flesh and keep the word of God and the spirit of Christ so very present in our lives. Amen. Help me to not to remember who mistreated me, that person who lied on me, that person that took advantage of me, that person that stole from me, that person that clicked me, that person, you know, that did me wrong. Help me to forgive. Help me to forget. A love factor to forget. A love factor to let go. A love factor to reach out to that person that despitefully used me. I know you don't like me. I know your mouth is on me. But because the greater one is in me, what can I do for you today? Huh? Amen. Does not keep a record of wrong. Because God is watching me while I'm watching you. Amen. And so how I respond to you is going to make all the difference because God's eye is on me. Love is not happy with evil, with when people have a bad report, when people have a misfortune. You know, we something, y'all. We can be something if we don't stay under the blood. Come on. We can be something if we don't stay in the word, if we don't stay before God and in his presence and under the worship umbrella of his word. We can be something that's nothing nice when we hear of misfortune of people, especially that one who mistreated me, especially that one who had their mouth on me, especially that one who spitting venom out about me and my family or putting me down on my job or, you know how we are. You know how we can be. But the Bible says to not to be happy. Come on. When we hear the report of a misfortune of someone else, our enemy. I know you're my enemy, but guess what? I love you. And I heard what you're going through. How can I help you? How can I be a blessing? Kill them with kindness. Flood them with the love of Christ. What would Jesus do? He would lend a helping hand. He would release an encouraging word. He would see what he can do to lift up that heavy burden off of that person, Judas. So we don't want to gloat when someone is going through. We want to pray them out of that. We want to lift them up. We want to show love. We want to show love. And verse 7 says, love never gives up. My God, my God, my God. How many times have we given up on somebody? How many times have someone given up on us? That's because we walk in the flesh. But when we can flip that coin over and stay bathed in the presence and in the anointing of God, we'll keep going back after that person. We will not give up. We will not speak ill will. We will not pull them down. We would not say words that tear the... Because we understand that life and death is in the power of the tongue. And we understand, as the Bible declares, that we can speak what we want things to be. We have authority. We have power. Are we using it? What are we saying? Amen? Are we staying connected? I know it doesn't look like nothing is changing, but I'm not looking with my natural eye. I am holding on to the word of God that says all things are possible to them that believe. Amen? And so we have to learn to not to give up so quickly, not to let go so quickly, not to be so quick to say negative about a situation, because we, looking in our natural eye with our carnal mind, is not seeing what we think we should see. God never fails. His word does not return void. The Bible says that it accomplished where we send it. Mm-hmm. And so if we are walking in the authority that God has given us, we can change some things. We can help save somebody from the pit of hell. We can help snatch somebody off the streets and off the corners and out of the drug house and out of the abortion center, amen, and out of the prostitute house, because love lifted me. When I was seeking deep in sin, love lifted me. And it's the love that you have that you can give to me if you would look past my situation and love me like God loves me. Love me like God loves you. Amen. Somebody had to love you into this thing. You felt the love of Christ, and you felt it through someone else who looked past your mess and looked past what you were in and saw the spirit man that was lying and dormant in you and said, I'm speaking to your spirit in the name of Jesus. Come, 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 come in the name of Jesus. I will not give up on you. I will not let go of you. I will not speak ill of you. I will cover you with the love of Christ. I will hold you until you come till you come to you in the love of Christ. With love and kindness, come on now, have I drawn them. Thank you, Lord. So we want to, during this time, and not just this time that the world is looking at the Cupid and the world is walking in the Eros love and the world is walking in this love, affectionate attraction with the eyes. We want to grab a hold of this agape love, this unconditional love, this sacrifice, this love that will allow us to make sacrifices for someone else, this love that is not based on what you do for me. We didn't do anything for the Lord. He did it all for us. And yet, he still loves us and keeps his arms stretched out wide for us to keep coming back because he loves us unconditional. He knew that we wouldn't keep it together all the time, but he never turned his back. He never said a mumbling word. He went to the cross because he so loved you and me. And I know right now we have this generation that is, a lot of them are kind of twisted up, boo, twisted up in this thing. And we need to really pray for them. And we need to really talk with them when the opportunity, when that door opens, because we don't want to talk with them to them when their spirit and their heart is not open to receive. It's with the love and kindness will they be drawn to you. And we can talk to them about how much God loves them. The young men are not feeling the agape love. The young ladies are not feeling the agape love. If they felt that, they wouldn't behave the way they do. They wouldn't be so loose with each other if they felt the real love of Christ. And they think they got it all together. They think they know the real deal. That's why we have to pray for them, that God will plow up that ground, massage that heart, so that when the right person comes, they can receive that word that God loves you, that you are special, you are precious, you are more than just a slab of meat, you are more than just a number. You are more than just your hips and your waist and your lips. You're more than that. You are a prized possession that God created, and he has great things. And until you know that God loves you and until you're able to love yourself, they are going to walk in this sensual love, and nothing good comes from that. We have AIDS, we have HIV, we have transmitted diseases, we have all of these things because we use this word love so loosely. No one knows what it really means. When we know what it means, we'll respect each other. When we know what it means, we'll honor one another. When we know what the word love, my God loves us, we'll be able to treat each other with the utmost respect. We've got to get there, y'all. We've got to get there. And we're believing and we're standing on the promises as the body of Christ continues to come back together as a united front to pray for our families, to pray for our communities, to pray for those that are in leadership, that they operate in love. If we operate in love, this ISIS wouldn't be going on. If we operate in love, these suicide murders and these burglaries, when people just going to break into your home, when we operate in love, we wouldn't have to deal with all of what we are hearing on the news, some of what we are even experiencing in our own homes. Come on here now. We wouldn't have to deal with that. But I have come to believe that as the body of Christ really turns their plate over and seek ye first the kingdom of God, that we will be able to come together on one accord, because it is power in prayer and it's strength in numbers. Don't you play with me. And we begin to pray for all of this, that array, chaos, wars, sickness, illness, poverty, all of this stuff that's going on, it would turn around. Because we're in the richest country there is. And the needs would be met if the love factor was truly the divine love, the agape love, that unconditional love. I see you and I got you because I have it like that. It's not predicated upon what you do for me to do for you. I see you. I see the need. I got you covered. Don't play. Don't play. When the body of Christ really get out of themselves and slip into the love of Christ, what would Jesus do? Come on up in here. What would Jesus do? Jesus would go the extra mile. Jesus would spend that extra time. Jesus would stay in there. He would suffer long. He would be patient. He wouldn't spit evil against you. He's going to encourage you. That's what we are going to do. Amen. This is the love factor, agape love. Amen. And as we mature, as we grow, we can share, we can release. The world is hungry. The world is searching. It's very evident. We have got to wake up, church. We've got to wake up, saints. And make a purposeful decision that tomorrow I'm going to be kind. Tomorrow I'm going to operate in the gift of patience. Amen. Tomorrow I'm not going to speak in the break room evil about anyone else, my boss or anyone. I'm going to release love. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to be the one that make a difference. The Bible says that one could put 1,000 to flight. Come on now. I can make a difference. And if all of us will make a difference, just those that are listening to this broadcast with purpose in your mind that I'm walking in love, that love will cover the sin, that love will cover a multitude of sins, that it won't be the factor. Love is the factor, and love covers. Love encourages. Love speaks life. Love steps in the way and snatches down the spirit of depression. It snatches down the spirit of pride. It snatches down the spirit of haughtiness. It's love snatches that thing down. And if we could walk in love, I just believe we would see an influx of God's people walking in joy. It's a blessing. Doesn't it make you feel good when you know you've done something good to someone? During the Christmas season and Thanksgiving season, our ministry asks for donations and financial support, and we get it. We get it in an abundance because people want to give. People's heart is to give. They love it. It makes them feel good. Why not take that on 365 days a year? That you are going to walk in love, you're going to forgive, and it will catch on fire. Love breeds love. What is going on with that brother today? What is going on with that sister today? My God. It catches on fire, Miss Lee. Not talk, you know, we have a thing, and they say women have this more than men, that when, you know, this little gossiping thing, don't let it come your way. Don't be a garbage can where people can dump other people's misfortunes and things on you. You're better than that. You know? Nope, I got love for my sister. I don't need to hear no trash. I got love for my brother. I can't hear that. No. Make a difference. And somebody else will see you standing on that. And they won't come to you. And it may be such a statement that it may cause them in releasing things about other people. We do it in the church. We do it amongst each other in our family. We do it in our communities, at our organizational clubs and all of that. We need to turn that thing around. Say, love rules. Love rules. It's a love factor, and it's the God kind of love. Amen. I want to take a few minutes to open up the line and allow you to share your love factor. What did Jesus do? What have you experienced that you needed the love of God? If there's a situation or something that you're going through and you need and want us to pray, we have the intercessors in the room. Hallelujah. We want to come together and make a difference in the world that we live in. Amen. So I would ask, if you want to share, to go ahead and let me know, and we will allow you to release on the kingdom call tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A testimony of God's love supernaturally coming through for you when you needed it most. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anyone? Love covers a multitude of sins. Love is long-suffering. Love does not speak ill will. Love keeps no record, come on, of wrong. Not going to keep beating you over the head with that. You know, when we are in relationships with our spouses, couples, that's something that we have to learn to let go of. We have to learn not to keep bringing things up from the past. If you've forgiven me, then let it go. You don't need to keep bringing that up. Amen? Just let it go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is the last four digits of this phone number is 8582. You are on the air tonight, a Kingdom Call. Is there a love factor? Did you want to share? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. This is 5194. 5194. God bless you. You're on the air. Did you want to share? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. This is 7704. You are on the air. Did you want to share?
No, I didn't really want to share, but I wanted to ask for prayer from the intercessors and also just overall prayer and love. Feel love.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. That's my daughter. Hallelujah. God bless you. We will be praying for you. Amen. Absolutely. And your generation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. My baby. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. We're going to release the line so that the intercessors can be praying in the name of Jesus. I was trying to check. I had a couple of prayer requests that came in. Bear with me while I do that. Sister Monica?
Yes.
God bless you. Did you have anything to share on our love factor tonight?
Love, such a powerful word. It is my prayer, my desire for everyone to just know the love of God. Many people are just infatuated these days, and they really don't know what love is. And it's just my prayer that people will really know what love is, and that the people of God will just begin to show God's love. And just even the minute details, you know, even though it may look like something small, we want to always do the big things. It's not always about the big things. It's about the little things. The little thing that you do, you know, you give me a phone call or you give me a text, and that just lets me know, hey, somebody's thinking about me. You know, those are the kind of things that we need to work on. You know, just the minute details.
Amen. To God be the glory. Help us. Amen.
Yes.
To be sensitive to others and what people are going through. We're in some very trying times, and I just appreciate my baby calling in tonight, asking for prayer. This generation, a lot of them, not all of them, a lot of them are going through some things. A lot of them are having time sorting things out. A lot of them are having peer pressure, and not just her age generation, but even the younger children are really having to make some decisions that should not even be a decision, a factor for them to make at such a young age, but because the world is bringing so many different things to them at such a young age, that we need to keep them covered in prayer. And so tonight we want to join our faith together and begin to pray for the gift of love, the gift of love, that we can walk in the love of Christ. I also have Mother Rector, that we want to cover her in prayer, Mother Anita, that we're covering in prayer. We're also praying for the pastors all around the world. We're praying for our government, our school system. We're praying for those that are in third world countries, those that are fighting and protecting our country. We're praying for the Jews in Jerusalem, and we're praying against this ISIS, and we're just praying for love, the love, the love, the love of God to saturate our hearts and take over, take completely control over our very being, that we can see a different world that we're living in. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. God, we thank you tonight, Father. Oh, God, we give you praise on tonight, and we just glorify your holy and your righteous name, God. Father, we come in the name of Yeshua. We come in the name of Jesus the Christ tonight, and we ask you, dear Father, to, Father God, first forgive us of our sins, and forgive us, my Father, for, oh God, not doing what you've called us to do, not saying what you told us to say, Lord God, and not going to the places that you've commanded us to go. Father, we ask you to forgive us tonight. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the prayer request that came through this my daughter, for her and this generation, Lord God. We cover them, and we say no weapon that tried to form against them will be able to prosper. We say to pick up your bed and walk, be healed, be restored, be encouraged. We bind the enemy and every force of darkness that would try to take this generation out. We say that this generation is covered in the blood of Jesus, and that they are the head, and that they are above, and they are blessed, and they will fulfill the full length of their days. And we bind every form of darkness and sin and strife that will try to come to tear this generation down. We thank you that they're covered in the blood, and we bring them together under the blood of Jesus, and we bring them together under the Holy Spirit and with the word of God. And we decree and declare, oh God, that they are healed, that they are restored, that they are built up in their most holy of faith, Lord God. We pray for the body of Christ, God. We pray, oh God, for this love factor of the agape love to overtake us and take over our minds, that we can love unconditional, that we can share this thing called love with the people that we don't know, with our enemies, Lord God, and that we can walk in the fullness of who you have created us to be. God, we thank you, and we decree, Lord God, that we have made a purpose decision, Father, to walk in love, to forgive, to let go, to suffer long, and to have patience and be kind, God. We purpose, Lord God, as we continue to embrace your word about love, that we exhibit it, that we release it, that we share it, that we walk it out, that this world can see the God that we serve is working on the inside and is showing on the outside. And we thank you, God, that we serve a mighty God. And we pray tonight, God, for the listeners. And we pray tonight, God, for whatever their need may be that has not been spoken or released. You know all things, oh God. So, God, we come together and we ask you to meet that need and to turn that situation around and to heal that sick body and to deliver those that are bound, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for a kingdom call, and we thank you for this opportunity to release, oh God, the agape love of Christ over the airwaves. And we thank you for miracles with signs and wonders to follow, Lord God, as we make a purpose decision to make a difference, oh God, as we rise in the morning and command our day to walk it out in the favor and the love of Christ, to touch someone in a loving way that they will know that they have been in touch with a believer that is walking by faith with the love of Christ. We thank you for it, God, and we ask you to hear and answer our prayers, and we ask it in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Amen. God bless each one of you. Thank you so much for joining us. It's the love factor, and it is the agape love, for he so loved us. I thank you all for joining us. You are a blessing. We'll be back on Wednesday at 9:30 Central Standard Time, and we look forward to you connecting. Call someone, text someone, let them know that we are here. Let them know that we are in. I believe someone wanted to share something. Let me see. Give you a chance to share. Hallelujah. This is... phone number 8582.
Yeah, this is Pastor Mary. Just wanted to let you know that the message was a
good
message.
You're on the air. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the message that God has placed inside of you to share with us tonight.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, Pastor Mary. That's in Nashville, Tennessee. Amen. To God be the glory. It is a love factor. It's the agape love that we must walk in. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Well, thank you for joining in tonight, Pastor Mary, and the rest of our listeners. And you keep sharing it that we're on and we can build and we want to make a difference. God bless you. I am Elder Jordan, and this is a Kingdom Call. You have a good night. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and yours, and forever release his peace, is our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Have a good night.